Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What's in a name?
Turns out a lot.
Welcome to the crazy world of expert baby naming.
From backstabbing, judging, and stealing baby names.
To couples who just cannot agree. Anyone else think Vito suddenly sounds like a good name?
No way.
To parents who just want not to regret being
too safe,
too daring,
or too emotional to decide anything.
Let me overthink this for you. Each week, we're helping real parents-to-be with their huge name dilemmas, researching off the A to Z to find a name you'll be more excited to announce than the actual baby's birth. Because the reaction you want when you name your baby is envy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Baby Name Envy. My name is Estee Strum. I am a YouTuber and a baby name consultant and correspondent for the BBC. And I love helping you come up with baby names when you're stuck. And so does my sister Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
I was going to go, me too.
me too.
I like doing that too.
I'll be on your podcast too. Yeah, we love that.
That's how it went, actually.
We love coming up with names for ourselves. And then unfortunately, we had all our babies and we were like, we're just going to have to take this to the streets.
Yes. Yeah.
So this week we've got some really big, I mean properly big dilemma. Naomi is panicking about reading out.
I'm already hot sweating and to the point I just sort of went, could you do it for me?
Like
you
could only do to a sibling. She's half Japanese, half Ghanaian, and she's already got 9 children.
Oh, don't I know that.
And a long list of name changes. 10, baby number 10. No, that's what we're after here for her. It was
who is
super
this wonder,
deeper.
Wonder woman?
Wonder woman, my she, kind of person. God. We have somebody whose husband is married to the mob names. You know,
oh,
when they
brilliant.
Really like a kind of like hard, like, you know, well, maybe if he is Tom Hardy, she's forgiven him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a bit married to the mob names. And then we have somebody else, oh, they've used their only name.
Oh, they've already got one.
So they only had one
just
name.
That one. Yeah.
But they're getting 2 babies.
Not like this other lady who's got the 10 babies.
No. She's got some ideas for you. Maybe if you've just got one name, could they just have the same name?
Yes.
Just go for it twice. So with the 10 babies, Nay, you can imagine there
I
was
can't.
No way I could...
I'd want paying a lot of money. I was thinking, right, that's more than a childminder takes. I'd want extra help in, 2 other people in.
And then trying to figure out, because sometimes I look at all the meanings or the sounds. There's no way I can come up with that many combinations. And I was thinking about other name combos. And I wondered if you...
Yeah,
as my
me.
Witty guy, I'm in charge of the games this week, guys. That's why I'm thrilled with myself. What do these names have in common? So if I was to say, this is just to warm you up, play along at home.
Okay.
Sit down, grab a glass of wine. Right, what do these names have in common? So if I was to say to you, Nay,
yeah,
this is just the warm-up. Anthony, Benedict, Colin, Daphne, Eloise.
What
do those names
Bridgerton.
Have in Colin? Yes, Bridgerton.
Brilliant. Oh, so, I feel like I'm going to excel at this game.
So they're all characters in Bridgerton, and in Bridgerton, the siblings' names all went from A to... And oh, I loved Zed, that. But she didn't get 10, did she? Yeah. But yeah, so Anthony, Benedict, Colin, Daphne and Eloise. And the series is going to follow them through in age order. Except we started with Daphne because it was better. And Daphne's name has boomed. Okay, so there's a few here for you, Nate. So if I was to say to you, Rita, Sandra and Monica.
Is it from Friends?
Nope.
Rita... Sandra, all I could think of is that film, that Rita, Sue and Bob 2.
Oh, right.
Which is really odd.
What about if I say it a different way?
Rita.
Monica, Rita, Sandra.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know what you mean off that
One,
song.
Two.
Is that the three, four, five.
A little bit of Monica.
Yeah, my life.
Really should have listened to the lyrics.
That was brilliant.
Okay, so that's from that song, if anyone got that. Okay, what if I said to you, John... Terry, Tony, and Brian.
Are they footballers?
No, there is a footballer called John Terry.
I know, that's why I got to. Oh, dear. Right.
The most famous one, I would say, is Brian.
What? Oh, are they from E17?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe
we
got that.
We saw them. We saw them that New Year's
we
Eve.
We had the funniest New
Best
Year's Eve
night
they
of our
up
lives.
Stroud.
Subscription
what is it even
rooms.
Called? Like this tiny room in Stroud and sang a song.
Subscription rooms.
We were so...
Oh.
I ran to the front and made him touch my hand like, Brian! As a joke. I was being ironic.
What was funny is I don't even think Brian was there.
Oh, he wasn't. It was a kid standing.
He was.
Okay. How are you getting along at home, guys? Let us know. You send us one in as well. Okay. Charlie, Clyde, Colin and Curly.
What? Charlie, Clyde,
Colin and Curly. Colin's the most famous.
I don't know.
You do.
I do.
You do. Colin.
Firth.
No.
Oh.
Colin.
The caterpillar. Oh, is it M&S?
Yes, M&S. All caterpillar
oh,
cake.
Oh, brilliant.
Colin the caterpillar from M&S. Charlie... is the caterpillar from Co-op. Clyde.
I should have known that
Asda,
one.
And Curly, the caterpillar from Tesco.
Oh, that is brilliant. I love that. Did you come up with these?
Oh, I was well chuffed.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Okay, I got two more. Do you want okay. two more?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying
yeah,
yourself?
I'm loving it.
Eyes closed. She's in
yeah,
the zone.
Yeah, I'm in the zone.
Okay.
Right.
So you'll know these two. Henry and Rachel.
Oh, I was going to say Hoovers.
No.
Henry and Rachel. Oh, I know. Okay. Prince Harry and Meghan
That's
Markle.
Right.
Their proper names.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is a funny one. So Sarah Jane,
oh,
my name, and Susanna, our mum's name. But it's not me and mum. Wasn't
what
that easy? Sarah Jane and Susanna. I might let you stew on that like the whole
Oh,
entire.
No, please don't. No, tell me.
Sarah
tell
Jane
me.
And Susanna. Any guesses at home?
Is it from a film?
We just talked about them yesterday. You and I.
What?
Think about what's on your face right now.
Trini and Susanna. Oh, because I've got new Trini makeup that I was
Trini's
telling you about.
Trini's real name is Sarah Jane.
No.
Yes.
No.
Bombshell, mic drop.
Yeah.
Trini from 30 years ago on the telly.
Who I've just bought her makeup. I was telling you all about it. Her stacking
system.
And I system.
Was laughing my head off knowing that I had it on my podcast.
No.
That.
Her miracle blur.
Yeah, you do look very blurry today.
Do I?
Is she's actually called Sarah Jane.
I can't believe that.
I know.
God, that is brilliant. Well, I really enjoyed that. I think that's a good baby shower game.
Well, next time you can do that for me.
Oh, I'm going to. I can't wait. Okay, get this one then.
Mm.
Baby number 10, 10 months and nameless, SJ, 10 baby. I just don't know what to say about it.
Is
right.
this from Henrik?
No, yeah, exactly. Okay, I currently have 10 children. The eldest is 22 and the youngest is 10 months. So a good gap there. My
yeah,
husband and I
sitting.
Adopted the first 7 of our kiddos. None of them came as newborns. They're all joined our family between the ages of 5 months and 5 years. Isn't that beautiful? Thus, we felt like we had their personalities already formed when we met them. It just seemed a lot simpler to name people who had little personalities already, something
we were just
we've mentioned before.
About this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I get
so
that.
It's so much easier because you go, that suits you as a name.
I agree. It wasn't until baby number 5 that we began to struggle with naming. Our first 5 children are names, right, this is where I'm going to probably need some help. Okay. Adeline, Mirabelle, Hudson, Gazelle Inez, and they call her Gigi.
Yeah.
Baby number five came at 5 months, and she was only 5 pounds when we met her. It took us a year to name her in the end, and we came up with Millie Magnolia.
Which is quite sweet, because if she's a teeny tiny, so Millie really does suit, like a mill, really like she's a millicenter.
Yeah,
it's quite
so
sweet.
Sweet.
Really works.
Looking back, we wish we'd just named her Magnolia. Oh, they don't even like that bit, because everyone calls her Millie, and she just doesn't look like that as much. Oh gosh, this is so difficult. Anyway, my point is that the younger a child is, the more difficulty we have naming her.
Yeah, because their experience has been naming older children who have their personality. You can try it out on them and see if they like it as well.
They've got some beautiful
names.
It's
just a beautiful way of putting a family together, but very sort of like going backwards, like Benjamin Buttoning the name process.
Yeah,
having
absolutely.
To go, this is a tiny little baby.
Yeah. Our sixth child is Valentine. Our number seven is Guinevere.
Guinevere,
sorry. Oh, I really jazzed that up, didn't I?
Guinevere.
Yeah, Guinevere. We then gave birth to number eight,
how
and
we say
her
it near
name
Wales.
Was... and I can't say this name.
Sachiko. So Sachi, like child of joy. So Sachi meaning child of joy. And then K-O, because I think that I'm right in saying she's half Japanese. And in Japanese, anything with a K-O at the end is child.
You are right.
Which is quite sweet. So it's like our son at the end of
things. Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah,
cute, isn't it? Sachiko, I like it.
Number nine is Bohem. A little background. I'm half Japanese, quarter black, Ghanaian, a quarter white, British born in London. My husband is American, born and raised in Manhattan, though we now live in Los Angeles at the beach.
Got to go Los Angeles.
So yeah, I lived at Los Angeles at the beach.
Me too.
At the
with
beach.
My 10 children. I am literally
on
my way.
Woman.
I reckon you got room for us all. So she's got Adelaide, Mirabella, Hudson, which I imagine him being from New York, that's a Hudson River type of thing. Gigi, very cool. Millie Magnolia, Valentine, Guinevere. Then she's got her Japanese name with a Sachiko.
Lovely.
Then she's got Bohem, who took so long to name, Bohem. And now she's having baby number 10, completely sexy. So then she says it took us 2 years to name Bohem.
I know, they're unbelievable. What do they do up until then? They
they're just very, very
them.
Busy.
Yeah, they are
she
very
is
busy.
Very
she hadn't
busy.
Have time to go to the registry office.
No, she wouldn't.
All rules because she's too busy at the beach with all her babies.
Living my best life.
Even though we vowed to not leave the hospital without a name, it still took them 2 years to come up with it. Now, she's got a very kooky baby name
she
list
does.
That she likes. So
she
I'm going to try and do them, but I'm not sure. Actually, you're really going to have to help me out here. So it's because I don't want to say them wrong. So
I think it's Machiko.
Okay.
Kyoko. So I worked with a girl called Kyoko.
Did you? So
yeah,
that's how you
Kyoko.
Know it. I feel like I've seen it before, actually. Suki and Suki, but just spelled the different way. So she's got the S-U-K-I and the S-O-O-K-I-E.
Yeah. Sakura, I would say.
Okay. Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Zaza. Ladybird. Mm. Sparrow. Banksy
is, imagine that, because then you'd be like, I am the real Banksy.
I really like the
just
name. Well, we only talk, you always like the name Banks, don't you?
I
like
do.
Banksy. Inga, Rashida, Peach.
I like Peach.
Junko, Somerset, English.
English.
I mean, they are all in there. What a list. What a woman. What a life.
The end of the podcast.
And
she's
what on
beaten.
Earth have you
she's
put with?
Broken the podcast.
Well, these aren't even her best, her favourite name. My favourite name of all time is
Bjork.
But everyone hates it except me. I like Bjork.
I think
if you can have 10 children, you can absolutely call one of them Bjork.
Bjork, yeah.
The names that I would probably not use that we have had in the past are Mirabelle, Hudson and Gazelle. Those names are just too ordinary. Though Gigi really fits perfectly for my daughter. So all's well that ends well, I suppose. I followed Baby Name Monday throughout the past pregnancies and now listen to your sisterly podcast. Here's hoping you ladies can definitely proclaim a name for our baby girl, number 10. She is now 10 months and nameless. All the best, Lanka. Pronounced like
Sri Lanka. Yeah.
Wow.
I just think this is the coolest family ever.
Exactly.
She's got some trendy names. She doesn't want to rush into it. I think that baby number 10 can almost pick her own name soon.
She could.
And
all
I agree
the other
with
siblings
you.
Could.
How weird to have your favourite name being Bjork and then everyone hating it. But I guess she's got the most people find it hard when they don't even have a child and their family have an opinion. She has got like 22-year-old having opinions on this baby name. So as I said at the beginning, I was overwhelmed with, I couldn't like look at all those names and come up with a theme that she liked. She's like got some of her names like Zaza, but then she's also just got like Suki. They're just, you know, she's obviously got a very creative mind and she's had a lot of names and she's got a lot going on. So I was thinking about 10. That's where I thought, I'll think about names that mean 10.
Yeah.
Because why not? Baby.
She doesn't say it's her last though.
No.
She does not.
There are names meaning 11. I've looked at those as well now.
Wow.
Yeah, same Google. Yeah. Just below it. So what I actually like, because she likes quirky names and she likes word names, how about the name December?
Mm.
Now, I know what you're going to say.
You don't. I just went,
what are you going to say then?
Is the baby due in December? Sure, she's already here. When was she born? I just read it out.
Already here is 10 months old. I thought you were going to say, but SJ, December is the 12th month.
Oh, okay.
But no, Naomi.
No, I'm not that clever. I was like, what was it I just said? That's what I actually said.
When's the baby born? So December actually got its name from the Latin word decem, meaning 10, because it was originally the 10th month in the year by the original calendar. And I thought she might really like it because she likes these word names like English, Somerset, Peach, Banksy. And I think December is a really beautiful sounding.
Yes.
We use lots of months. We use May, we use June.
Yes.
We use seasons like summer and winter, but December I think really, really works. And I thought what could be cool is she liked Gigi quite a bit out of her children's names and she could have a Dixie. So in last week, actually, we found out the Naomi's name would be Dixie back in the day.
In yonder year.
And Dixie does mean 10 as well.
Yes, D-I-X. Lovely.
Can you count to 10 in French, Nay? I think you'll find 10 is something to do with D-I-X. December. So then she really likes all her names, I would say, like Adelaide, Mirabella, Valentine, Guinevere. They're all quite romantic.
They are.
She's obviously got a romantic flair. I'm doing lots of hand gestures. You sort of have to do them. And I found it really nice. And then I was thinking about Bjork and these sort of Icelandic names.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a really modern Icelandic name, the name Eidis, E-Y-D-I-S, Eidis. And it's a female name. It's actually Scandinavian origin, but it's used a lot in Iceland now. And it means island goddess.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, isn't that a cool meaning, Eidis? I just think it sounds really
it
lovely.
Sounds really cool.
Like her vibe, where actually when you strip back all of the sort of other names that she likes that are a bit more of her Japanese heritage, she really seems to land when it lands on quite a romantic, pretty name. And I think Island Goddess, it really, really works for, you know, New York, Manhattan Island, and all of these little links that they have.
I've never heard of it, so I think she'll really like that side of it. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, E-Y-D-I-S. It actually looks really, really pretty written down. Then I was thinking she does like K sounds. So a lot of her Japanese heritage bringing in the K sound. And I really like those as well. So I was looking again for some different ones. And I found the name Nivikka. N-I-V-I-K-K-A.
Wow.
So it looks really cool written down, Nivikka, and it means new.
Oh, I love that.
It also comes up as meaning the base foundation. Uh-huh. So I don't know if a 10th baby is really the foundation of starting something new.
Starting again.
But new, really nice, or new life into your family. And then this name is so gorgeous. It's named Chiaki, C-H-I-A-K-I, Chiaki. And it means a thousand autumns.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Oh, the name meanings were so lush. I was thinking, I was like, a thousand autumns, Chiaki. So pretty.
I've never heard of that.
A bit like chia seeds.
Yeah,
you know, that people put on things.
Yes.
People like
smoothies,
like, probably
breakfast.
I would if I was.
Yeah, I would.
Like I would.
Probably pay an extra 10p for them or something. Yeah.
Chiaki, then I'd name my child that. And I think it means a thousand autumn, which I think is really, really lovely.
Oh, I think she's going to like that one.
And also, Chiaki Mackay was the first Japanese woman to go into space.
No.
Which is really cool. And then she was also the first Japanese person to go to space twice.
No way.
So I think that's quite trendy to know. And then I was looking into Ghanaian names.
Yeah.
Because she's part Ghanaian. And I've been to Ghana and it was really amazing because all the children are named after the day of the week that they were born because they believe that the day of the week you're born, like we have that same thing, don't we? Like Tuesday's child is.
Yes.
Full of, what are we? Full of grace, maybe?
I think it is something like that.
Something like that. And they name their children after those. So she could look at the date of the week that her 10th baby was born, which I don't know. So a couple of Ghanaian names that I really liked from when I was over there, actually. I loved the name Gifty.
Yeah, so sweet.
G-I-F-T-Y, Gifty. It was just such a gorgeous name. It's Ghanaian origin. Actually means an attractive, tall girl. So
might be hoping
in my middle span again. Gifty. But I just thought it sounded really trendy because she likes word names, doesn't she? She's got a lot of word names. And I think she might like that. And then there is a Ghanaian name meaning 10th born child.
Is there?
Yeah, so it's the name Badu. Oh, B-A-D-U. Badu. Female name. Ghanaian mean 10th born child.
Well, we would like that name because it's like that singer that we like.
Who?
Something Badu. Who is it? The singer. Oh, no, that's a disaster.
Dayani 17? Was it Terry? That singer, you mean Brian?
No, I don't.
You're getting Badu concerned. All right.
I got that.
And my last one I have is the name Capri.
Yes.
C-A-P-R-I. Glamorous, romantic, like she likes. Capricorn, I got this from, which is the 10th sign of the zodiac, but it's also the island in Italy. I don't know. I know they haven't got Italian heritage, but there is that. They live near the beach now, don't they? You know, that LA beach, Capri.
And they will have been there.
Oh, they'd have been
there.
That would
have
been an expensive trip, wouldn't it, with all your kids?
All the children on their private jet.
Yes. Yes. Do you think she is?
Yeah, I
do. Is this actually Kylie Jenner?
I think it's someone from that programme you're watching. What's that programme?
Oh, yes. Oh, the Netflix. You know me and my Netflix reality. What am I watching? Bling Empire.
I reckon they're from Bling Empire.
Mm-hmm. Baby G. Yeah, she maybe are. So those were my names. And then what I've done this week, though, I thought because of our last one is about this guy, I thought it'd be interesting to ask not just Naomi, which name she likes, but also ask Henrik and Lee.
Oh my goodness, our husbands. What on earth have they come up with?
What
names? So what you've done is, you've asked them all the names that we've...
All the names.
That you've mentioned for baby number 10, and we've asked what one they like.
Which one they would like for each dilemma.
Oh my goodness.
Because at the end, she's like, my husband likes these really traditional names that are like, you know, mob names, like Vinny, and she can't get him off it. And I thought, oh, I remember Henrik quite liked those names. And I thought, I wonder what he would pick. So shall we see?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
So first of all, what would you pick from those?
Okay, so I probably would go with Badu because I really liked it.
Oh, so Henrik has said, for her 10th child, I would go with Badu.
No! Me and Henrik are very similar.
Oh, look,
this is what's going to come out.
I didn't tell him that he goes, as it literally means 10th child in Ghanaian. You see, I also do a little bit of research.
He's so good at Googling. Do you remember that time we took the McCabe for a whole evening because he mentioned something like that?
Oh, yeah. He literally said to me, I'm really good at Googling. He goes, sometimes people come up to me at work and ask me to Google stuff.
And we did not let them, we did not live that one down.
He was so drunk as
well. A bottle of gin later, we did not let him live that down.
Yeah, we were like, oh, right, all right, queen of Google. And then which one did you like the most? And I'll tell you what Lee liked.
No, that's what I liked.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Lee liked Chiaki.
He did not. He didn't know what he was doing. The name he liked the least.
Well, it's the only one I gave the meaning of, to be fair. I put in brackets,
why.
It means a thousand autumns, so he's gone, yeah.
Oh, rubbish. If I had said that name to him, he would have gone,
that was
no.
My favourite, so maybe,
I like
me
Rachel.
And, maybe me and Lee like the same style names.
Oh,
you and
my
Henrik.
Goodness, we'll have to do a naming swap.
A name swap, yeah.
Well, this next couple, ready? We've used the only name we like.
Disaster.
So they haven't got 10 names they like. Dear SJ and Naomi, I recently started listening to your podcast, but have been watching and loving your YouTube videos for a while. I'm hoping you can help me find a name my partner will agree with for our next baby due early November.
We've also got Henrik and Lee's opinions,
remember.
Oh my
goodness, I can't wait to hear that. He has a son named Lloyd McKinley when we finally had our rainbow baby, Juniper Dawn, in March 2021.
Remember that was
a beautiful name. You really liked Dawn as a middle spot.
I did.
I'm really liking Joy as a middle spot at the moment.
Me too.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that to me as if you've just come up with that?
Yeah,
I am.
As if I'm a baby name expert.
Oh,
is it?
It's literally on my name list.
Oh,
Evelyn of Dawn.
Okay, I loved it. We had exactly one girl's name that we both loved and no boys' names. Thank goodness she was a girl. Now our problem is we have used the one name we love and my partner shoots down all the new names I suggest. I had a bit of this going on that once Lee had said summer, that was it.
Yeah.
There was, I couldn't have got another name out of him.
Done.
Yeah, he suggested it. He liked it.
He
that was
Chiaki.
It. He does. If only I had known that, there would have been baby number two. He likes names like, right, you might need to be helping me a little bit here because you know how terrible I am at pronunciation. Right. He likes names like Marcellus, Polaris. Is that right?
Polaris. Yes, he does. He likes his. I haven't got it in front of me. I'll have to read it off your.
Adeus, Callister, and Rosalind. I like Orson, Asher,
Oberon,
Rowan, Wesley, and Bowen, Lane, and Rhiannon. Some names we both like are Silas, Atlas, Jasper, Ruby, Maeve, Wren, Penelope, and Eloise.
They've got quite a lot of names.
Yeah, exactly.
Good
there
ones.
Was one name we like, then there's that beautiful list. My fear is that some of these names are getting too popular in Canada where we live. We already have met two baby junipers born the same year as our daughter.
So annoying.
Don't have
a good
nickname option.
Sorry about that. I think that was
option.
My fault because I kept going about juniper
we
every
did.
Baby
we
name
loved
Monday.
It. We did. Or do not match with the siblings' names. We like celestial fantasy and nature names, but have to be careful with some nature names as our last name is Bloomfield. A colour name would be a nice tie-in to the other kids' names. I am considering using Nivan, a boy's middle, because it is a family surname that is disappearing, but it doesn't match with a lot of the names we like with the same EN sound ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it sounds enough like a name. Sorry, there are so many details, but I really want to find another name that we both love and suits our family. If you have any suggestions for the name that you think fit the bill, I would greatly appreciate your help. Both and your families. Moira. Gosh, there was quite a lot in there, wasn't there? And actually, they're probably braver namers than you first think.
Yeah, they've got a nice long list. He's a really brave namer. He's gone all galactical with his celestial names. Really nice names. And I do think, though, Nay, I've got some good ideas for them. I
Brilliant.
Love Juniper. So, interestingly, Lloyd actually means grey-haired.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I was like, I quite like Lloyd. She was saying about colour to match the others.
Yeah.
But I thought she could go with Grayson for a boy because he's got this kind of grey theme, grey as a name, I really like. And I think Grayson sort of matches their style, kind of brings it together a bit,
yeah.
a bit more unique. I think Juniper and Grayson sound really,
really good
together. He likes S sounds and she likes these EN endings, like she said. I don't think Grayson Niven sounds really bad.
No, it doesn't.
S-O-N rather than the EN. I found that her names were quite sort of romantic boy names that she likes. So I had a really nice name, Whitlock.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, isn't it really
yeah,
nice?
It's
sounds
cool.
really, really cool. And it actually means somebody with white hair. But what I liked about it was...
You're really on this theme.
got into this
hair colour theme.
Well, I was getting into the colour theme now.
Yeah.
It's a colour theme. And then I got into
the
hair theme.
I think Farrell Gore will be nicking that name in a minute.
And then I got into the whole thing. Whitlock. But
I really liked
the name. And I thought what I'd like about it is I quite like Lockie
yeah,
as
so
a
do
nickname.
I.
And actually, I really like Lockett.
Yes.
Like wearing a locket,
yeah,
which
beautiful.
Might be a bit more feminine, but Lockie sounds really cool. And I felt like Lloyd and Whitlock sound so trendy together, and Juniper, and she would be totally unique. So she talked about colour names because Juniper actually means evergreen.
Yeah.
So she could go along the green theme and have something like Sage, which is getting a bit more trendy over here in the UK. I don't know about Canada, but as a name, Sage, and it can be for a boy or a girl. It's totally gender neutral, Juniper and Sage. I wonder
nice.
If they're too wordy or if you'll be all right with that.
Yeah, I don't think it's the perfect pairing.
Yeah, it's a little
bit. For some
bit...
reason, I don't know why, it's not sort of a strong veto, but it's somewhere in the sort of, it's a bit similar. A bit too wordy maybe, both of them.
I think it's maybe too word. It's
yeah.
a little bit like that to me as well. But I do really like it. I have all the names meaning green. I have done a YouTube video all about rare colour names. There was quite a lot of green ones on there, like Forest, basically, that one. But there was loads of others. I found the name Geneva.
Which
so
I
like
really
the place,
like.
Geneva. So Eva being such a popular
so nice
nickname at the moment, but Geneva is so unusual and different. And funny enough, it means juniper tree.
No.
So I don't know if they would sound
oh,
too similar,
that.
Juniper and Geneva. They don't to me because
no,
I think
don't.
The V's really strong enough to carry it off.
Yes.
But it means juniper tree and they only liked one name. So as I was joking actually earlier, I just used the same name twice in a way, Juniper and Geneva, because it's with the G.
Yes.
It really looks different and it's just such a lovely name.
They look more different than they sound. They sound quite similar, but I like them both very much.
Yeah, because if you were like June and Jen, that's not too different. Or June and Eva.
That's the only problem with them.
Yeah, they sound a little similar.
The abbreviation is so different when it goes to Jen, because obviously I talk about this all the time because my best friend is Genevieve, and then the abbreviation is so different, Jen,
just
from Genevieve, because
Jen.
Genevieve is just big and gorgeous name, and then suddenly Jen is so different.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I think if you were Geneva, you could be Neve.
I absolutely love the name Geneva. I wouldn't shorten it at all. I absolutely love it. I would just correct everyone. No. It's Geneva.
My name is Geneva.
I love it.
I'm just going to do that today anyway if anyone corrects me. Sarah J, no, my name is Geneva. Okay. And she like this Niven, you know, being a family name. And Geneva's got those sort of sounds in it as well, which I quite liked. So Niven, which is the family name that she was looking at bringing forward, actually means sacred.
Oh, lovely.
And when I was saying about Lloyd meaning grey-haired, they got obsessed with it. It also comes up as meaning sacred as well. Because when it was grey hair, but it was always grey-haired in this sort of wise, sacred person.
Wow.
How they sort of almost like a sage. A sage works for that as well when I was thinking about it. So then I was looking into sort of sacred trees because they're into this sort of whimsical vibe and this sort of a name with a lot of meaning. I was kind of like, actually, I think that they would like to go back and look into maybe the sacred trees because then they've got the sacred from Lloyd and from Niven and then the trees from Juniper.
Mm.
So what can you kind of come up with? But a lot of tree names are just too obvious. So and I think like if you have Juniper and Oakley, it's just too much like tree. So I was just trying to find a few little different ones. So the main one that I could find was maybe like apple trees were really in Celtic mythology. They were the emblem of fruitfulness and immortality, and wands were always made. Druid wands were always made from apple trees. And I thought that's quite a nice little link. And then for you could do something like an Avalon, which means grove of apples.
Yes.
Something like
beautiful.
That. I found this really cool. I was looking into these iconic trees now because this is how I spend my time when people ask me to write in name podcasts about sacred trees. So the name Tulle, T-U-L-L-E.
I love that name.
Really, really pretty name. So I have to get this right. So the Tulle tree is in Mexico and it's this massive iconic tree basically in this small town. So,
gosh, I love that name. It's all the sounds that I like of Tallulah, but sort of a little bit more earthy, if that makes sense. A bit more boho sounding to me than sort of an upper class name, which I sometimes associate Tallulah with. But I love it.
Yes,
don't get
Tulle.
Me wrong.
So it's got Tulle, and it's got the
really
double
cool.
L from Lloyd as well. Tulle, T-U-L-L-E. But this Tulle tree, I was just really fascinated by reading about it. It's actually known as the oldest living creature on Earth.
No way.
Is the tree because it's 3 centuries old and it's just this staggeringly large. It's the largest tree in the world. So many myths and legends are around giants around this tree because it's been around for so long. And actually, isn't that crazy? It's the oldest living creature on Earth, Tulle. I really liked it and I thought it looked really nice with Juniper and Tulle with the two L's from Lloyd as well and this beautiful history of this magical tree that they could go and see.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a nightmare
beautiful.
If they cut it down just when she was born.
Yeah.
The oldest living creature on Earth, but just a really nice story for her.
It's lovely.
There's also a word name which means sacred foliage, so sacred tree, and it's the word verbena. V-E-R-B-E-N-A, verbena.
Wow.
So
I
that's
like that
an interesting
sound.
Word, isn't it? Yeah. So Eloise, she liked, is just on so many lists. I think with Eloise, she'll fall into the juniper trap.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And it's just a bit of a nightmare because it's so lovely. So she could go with Eloin instead, E-L-O-W-E-N, which is a little bit different. It's Cornish, meaning oak tree. And what's nice about the oak tree is that only 1 in 10,000 acorns will actually become an oak tree.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's got this kind of nice little story that you were our little one in a million
so
to make the oak tree. But Eloin, a good tip for anyone who's got Eloise on their name list, they're thinking, is it about to bloom? It is. And I think that's partly to do with Bridgerton as well, a little bit. We've had Daphne. So celestial names, funny enough, I actually wrote down Callista and then I was like, oh, it's on his. It was one of Jupiter's moons and it was one of the names that he liked. But I think he likes those double L's, doesn't he, Lloyd and Callista? So he might actually get on board with Tulle for that reason. A name that is my crush because I loved Juniper so much and I love the name Solstice.
Yeah, I do.
I really do
it. We're a bit of a sucker for that name, aren't we?
I know. I wish, and I feel like me and Harry got the same sort of vibes of names. New Age name, very ancient history, and it means the time when the sun reaches its highest or lowest.
Yeah, so beautiful.
And you have the summer and the winter solstice. Esmeray, E-S-M-E-R-A-Y, which is Turkish, and it means dark moon. Esmeray, I think it's as romantic as a juniper in Esmeray. For boys, for celestial, funnily enough, London.
Yeah.
It means fortress of the moon. That is sort of the meaning of it.
I don't love it. A bit like how in the last one that she had mentioned the name English.
Yeah.
I find it just too straight for me.
Yes.
But I do understand why you might like it if you're in a different country.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like a totally, like it's like Paris.
Yeah.
People be like, yeah, because I don't know Paris as the name, as a place name.
Yes.
London. I was just into that it means Fortress of the Moon. And obviously I was desperately trying not to say Jericho.
Yeah, I know.
the entire
I would have blamed
time.
You for slipping that in there because it's such a gorgeous name.
Olympus, I really, really liked because she liked Oberon and these O sounds. Olympus, it was first spotted by the Hubble Space Telegraph in 1997 and it's actually a crater. So her name is Moriah, which means hills. And then so I was looking into, with the celestial theme, if I could find something like a hill, but with a space theme.
Yes.
And Olympus is actually a crater on the moon, which holds the largest mountain in the solar system.
Oh, my
Olympus.
Goodness.
Olympus. So that could be quite a cool name for them. And then I find another one, which Jezero, J-E-Z-E-R-O, because his names were wildly out there
His
celestial theme. Jezero is interesting. It is a river. One of the only rivers on space. The scientists believe the area was once flooded with water, a really ancient space river, Jezero. And I just wondered if he might like that because he's into all these kind of trendy names. The very last, this is my wild card because it basically just came into mind as one I think they might like, is the name Darius.
Yes.
So a really cool name from the one she likes. It actually means possessing goodness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's just a nice name. It didn't fit into any of your themes that you like, but I was like, actually, I think it's a really lovely name. I think you would like the sound of Darius.
Oh,
so
goodness.
a lot of names there, but it was the sort of a, you know, I know they've used their only name.
And let us know what you go with, please, because there were some really good choices.
Should we see what Lee and Henrik like?
Oh, God, yes. So, if Lee chose Darius.
So Henrik has said, for you guys, he really likes Grayson. For some reason, so I would go for that.
All the reasoning there.
London / Olympus, not so keen.
No.
So he wasn't so keen on those.
What did Lee go for?
Lee has gone for Olympus.
Mm.
So they've disagreed there. He's gone with Olympus and then 6!
He doesn't know why.
And he's also written London. So he also likes London
as well.
He would
not go for London. I can imagine he'd like Olympus. The story behind Lee and I is that he wanted Thor for a boy all the way through and it just drove me absolutely bonkers because I didn't want it.
He liked Olympus for a boy, London for a girl.
Mm. Oh, okay, he likes London for a girl. Interesting, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he likes a strong name for girls.
Let us know if you like having the guy's point of view on these names.
Oh, I do. I find it really interesting.
Well, you and me dig, they're our husbands.
Well, here we go. So here's someone having a similar dilemma. He's married to the mob names. Hi, SJ and Naomi. I wrote to you a message on Instagram. However, I'm not sure if you saw it, so I'll rewrite to you here.
Perfect.
I've been watching your YouTube videos for a while and I love your content. My husband and I have very different tastes when it comes to naming our future son, expected in October of this year. I'm 17 weeks pregnant. He likes very traditional and I like more unique but not completely out there names. His top boy names are 1. Vincent, Vinny, Vinny or Vin, Thomas, Anthony, Lucas, Benjamin, Andrew. My top names are Julian, Dorian, Dario, Lucas, Benjamin, Alexander, Devereaux, Evander, Jordan, Everett, Denver. My husband is completely in love with the name Vincent, Vince or Vinny. I like the name. However, I'm not in love with it and really dislike the name Vinny because it reminds me of the mafia mob name. My top name is Julian. He loved the name up until about a month ago when he decided overnight it now sounds a bit girly. He's just heard it
overnight.
Somewhere. That does happen. It's a shame when that happens when it's your favourite
name.
Julian.
Do you get a feminine from Julian?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Do you not?
Do you get feminine? Yeah.
I'm looking for advice because we have tried different baby name apps, Pinterest, asking friends and family, but it seems like nothing is working. I want to love our future son name.
Of course.
But I want us to come with an agreement on a name that we both love. Any suggestions would be really helpful. I would like to remain anonymous.
Right. So, Julian and Vinny. She's stuck between the two.
They're very different to me.
Yeah, they are.
I do like Vincent.
I know you
and
do.
I like Vinny as a nickname. I think it's really, really cute. And I think it's got that thing going for it, which I really like in a name, which it's got loads of different abbreviations that could be used throughout the boy's life, which I think for some reason, and I do not know why, I don't even know why I'm saying it out loud, is quite important for a boy. I don't know why I think that.
What's important for a boy?
To have these different names.
Oh, to play around with it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, let me tell you the name I've come up with.
Yeah.
Which doesn't do that.
Oh, okay.
But then you can be thinking about it while I'm doing the rest of the names. First I come up with, so this is Julian versus Vinny.
Yes.
I've come up with Jimmy.
Yeah. I like it.
It is a mashup.
No, I like it. And that hand movement was something else. I liked that too. Funny
Jimmy.
Enough, when I was
imagine
saying earlier...
so stuck and like, right, this girl. Oh, she said Jimmy. It's the beginning and the end.
I really like it, to be honest,
I love that name.
I do.
I think that it matches the J that she likes. Vinny, I get he's kind of going to be a bit quirky and cooler. Jimmy is just a cool name. And I was like, would I go longer with it? And I think if I was going to, I would go Jameson. Or something like that, because Jimmy is for James. I think James is too straight down the line.
Yes.
But Jameson's quite cool. Then he could be Sunny if he wanted to later. He could be Jameson when he's older. But I felt like Jimmy might just
I really like it.
I think
he's going to like it.
Jim.
Yeah.
Could be Jim.
And it's like how I like Johnny.
Could be Ja.
I think that
could
Johnny and Jimmy are really nice names.
Could be me.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Are
you trying to stop her? Yeah.
I know. I'm just going to have to think of another hand
just
sign.
Jack. Like that's the just Jack hand sign.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy. So that's why I reckon she might really like it. I have done some other ones for you. Also came up with Cassius. So they like these kind of S soundings. They quite liked all these different meanings and going back in time. And Cassius was also a main figure in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar as well. And she quite liked the Shakespearean types of names. It's the birth name of Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
So lots of people think of like Cassius Clay, Cassius.
Oh, wow.
But I just think it's a really, really nice name.
I do,
and
I
it's
like
names
it.
That he kind of likes as well. Do you know who has a child called Cassius?
No.
Oh, I don't know if I should say nay. So you know how on Parenting Hell they never say their kid's name?
Oh.
And then Josh said on one of the episodes his little boy's called Cassius.
Oh, is
so
it?
He said it. I'm not, haven't researched that and said it, but they never say it. But he said at one time, he goes, oh, everyone knows now because I've dedicated my book, Cassius. So
I really like the name. And,
me too.
Summer was at a childminder and there was a little boy called Cassius and it was he was gorgeous and I just loved it. And I hadn't heard it before because that was sort of, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But he was just beautiful and I loved it. Then.
It's a cool name. Then he likes quite traditional names. They might like something like a Stanley.
Yes.
Which I think has got this, when she says these mob vibes, Stanley's got a little bit of swag.
A bit more,
it has.
And it's a little bit vintagey.
Yeah. If you think about things like the streetcar name Desire, Marlon Brando, La Stella.
Lovely. Yeah. Could do it for both of them, Stanley. Yeah, I agree.
And apparently Estig is such a strong sound and it means stone meadow. So the Lee does soften it a little bit to the sort of Julian vibes that she likes. And the last one I have is the name Miller, which I really liked. I thought it was very traditional but cool. And the fact that they're having an October baby, it'll be autumn, and it means the grinder of the grain, and quite a cool name, like a Vinny Miller kind of suits a little bit.
Yeah.
Julian is on the sounds that they like.
I think
it is. So I've got Jimmy, Miller, Stanley and Cassius.
Oh, I can't wait to see what Lee and Henrik think.
Oh, I bet she can't wait. But she's like, I bet what are those two men that I've never met? Think about a list of names.
But I think
it's
interesting. I think it's interesting.
I do. What
Cassius for me is the most similar to Julian.
This is what inspired me to ask Henrik, because I reckon that they fit within this type of name list.
I agree.
It's sort of their styles.
I think he's gone for Stanley.
What would you go with?
Maybe Jimmy, I think.
You would go with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Lee's gone with one that I actually haven't read out, which was Jonah. Which I quite like for an alternative for Julian could go with Jonah.
Yes,
it's a little bit stronger, and that's actually one that Lee's picked. And I've just seen it; it was down my scroll. He's gone with Jonah, and then funnily enough, Henrik has also said, "I think I'd choose Jonah."
Oh, really?
How funny! That's the one I didn't see, and he says Jimmy is okay, but for some reason, it doesn't sound like a baby name to me.
Oh,
more like a 10-year-old kid. Oh, so he gets that.
I get that,
Jimmy. Stanley, this is literally the disaster of naming with Henrik. He'll come up with some weird association for everything. I don't even want to read it out because I think he's just...
It made you mad.
I feel like he's like trolling me on my own podcast. Yeah. I've asked him. Stanley, I think of Stanley Knives, although Kubrick was also called Stanley, I think. Stanley Kubrick. whatever, Pendick, we don't really care.
Yeah.
I won't She's be so asking you again.
Confident and cocky on that name because she knows that Henrik does not listen.
He literally is just like
if he listened, you would not be saying all of this.
Any name you can say to Henrik, he will be like that Stanley knife. Like he's got like a weird association that like he basically can put it down. But they both liked Jonah, funnily enough, and that
interesting.
Was one.
I know a little boy Jonah, fold. And it's a lovely name.
So those were the names.
Great names. Really good names this week. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed having the boys' input. That was funny.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing the 10 names. And next time we will play the game of how do these names link? So send them to us. If you email them to us with that as a title, if you want us to both guess how your names linked, or you can DM us over on Baby Name Envy. If you need us to do a quick poll, if you're between two names, this or that,
those are brilliant.
Those are what we do on stories over on Instagram. You can ask 23,000 people to basically crowdsource your name.
That is true.
Every single Monday, you'll find me on YouTube coming up with name lists and ideas all under themes. And then you'll find us on the weekends doing the podcast. Please leave us a rating and review to support this podcast. It helps us get seen by more people and share it with your NCT class or all your pregnant mates. I will see you next weekend. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.